Good morning. It's good to see everyone that's here today. I hope and pray that we've come this morning with a sincere desire of our heart to lift up the name of Jesus and worship Him in spirit and in truth like He wants us to. And I know that that's where our hearts are today. If you're visiting with us this morning, we are so glad to have you. Don't want you to feel like a visitor. We want you to feel at home. Those that may be listening to us today by radio, we welcome you into the worship service here at Hightower, and we hope that today's service be a blessing to you and be a help to you as you enter into a new week. I look out over the congregation, a few folks is back and a few folks are gone, and I'm looking forward to having a Sunday when most everybody is back. But I understand that folks are enjoying time with their family, and wherever they are, we hope they've had a good time and a safe trip back home, and just look forward to everyone being back. And we're looking forward to our revival getting started here at Hightower in just a couple of weeks, and Gary Martin from Coal Mountain being with us, fine young man, you'll really like Gary, and we're looking forward to that. And then also do remember Clint going to be in revival this upcoming week at Sweetwater Baptist Church, and if you can't go and support him, always remember him in prayers. So we ask you to do that. Thank you, George, for taking care of the singing this morning, and for our choir, we appreciate all the songs that have been sung this morning, and for the prayer that was prayed for us this morning, we appreciate that. Ask that you would continue to pray. If you have your Bible and would like to read along with us, you can turn to Matthew's Gospel. If you don't have a Bible with you, there should be one right there in front of you in a pew rack. You can turn to the 5th chapter of the book of Matthew, and I'm just going to read one verse of Scripture out of Matthew chapter number 5. This was during the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus delivers that great sermon. And He goes through a lot of different thoughts and a lot of different ideas and conveys them to all of those people that are listening there. And this is just one verse, but it speaks volumes to you and I. And it's something really that we say a lot of times and don't even realize. A lot of people in the world, you church people, I hope realize where it comes from, but a lot of people in the world perhaps don't. Listen to what He said. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 41. "And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him too." That's all I want to read. Just that one verse there, just those one words that Jesus spoke. Going the extra mile, and that's really the thought that I want every one of us to keep in our mind today as we look at this passage and see what Jesus was saying to those folks and see how it applies in our life today, because it does. It speaks to you and I also. Going the extra mile really is a term that is used every day for the most part in our culture. And sadly, what I was saying earlier is that a lot of people in our culture don't even realize that they're quoting something that Jesus said. There's no telling how many very liberal politicians that would absolutely have nothing to do with the Bible whatsoever and don't even realize that they quote something Jesus said all the time. In fact, there's a lot of Scripture that people quote all the time and they really don't even realize. Sayings, you know, we have a lot of sayings. There's a lot of sayings that are said in our culture today that people have no idea that they come from the Bible. I jotted down just a few. This has nothing really to do with the sermon, but I'm going to share them with you anyway, because these are things that all of you have heard. Bite the dust. You hear that term all the time. It comes from Psalms. Psalm 72 and 9. Look at it sometimes. That's where we get the term bite the dust. Old saying, bite the dust. Blind leading the blind. You hear that statement made in culture all the time. Matthew chapter 15. Skin of your teeth. You hear that said a lot of times. That comes directly from the Bible too. Job. Leopard changing its spots. Jeremiah. Jeremiah made that statement. And dropping the bucket. You look at Isaiah 40 and 15. And there's tons more, but that's just a few that I wanted to share with you. And people don't even realize so many times the sayings that we have and the things that we say in our culture today, how tied to the Bible they really are. And I guess there's a lot of folks in the world today that would absolutely not say those sayings anymore if they really realized and knew that they come from the Bible. But that's where they come from. And going the extra mile is something that Jesus introduced to all of those people, that great multitude of people that was listening when he went up on the mount and began to deliver this sermon to all of those folks that was there. Well, like I said, that is a term that we hear all the time. You hear it in the workplace all the time. In the workplace, they would encourage an employee to go the extra mile, do a little bit more than is what is actually required of you. And then sometimes in marriage or in a family, you're required to go the extra mile. You have to go beyond what is normal and do that little bit of extra. And then even you can look at athletic teams and stuff with coaches. Sometimes he's going to encourage his team to, you know, you go the extra mile, do a little bit more than what is required of you. And then going the extra mile is very, very important in the consumer world. I mean, you know, you buy brand X or something and whatever it is, and if they have a good return policy and stuff, that's something that, you know, keeps repeat business at a lot of stores and things like that. So when we look in culture, we're very much driven by going the extra mile. But Jesus wasn't talking about in the workplace, though it can apply to that. He was talking about being a person that was willing to reach out to others and to be a servant to others. So what did Jesus, when he's saying this, what does he mean? What's he telling? What's he saying to you and I to understand this? Well, really, to get a good grasp on what Jesus is telling and what Jesus is saying, it's important, and I'm going to take a moment and do this, it's important to understand just a little bit of background. Because if you just read that for face value, you'll never really get the concept and the deep meaning that Jesus was saying when he said to go the extra mile. Well, it goes back to the idea of male carrying male, actually. When the Egyptians, probably around 2000 B.C., they had devised a way to carry mail various places. And then when Cyrus the Great, or Cyrus that was the king of the Persian Empire, when he comes along, he improves upon it and makes being able to distribute and give out mail all across the known world at that time a lot more accessible and an idea that would actually really work. And what Cyrus, when he had overthrown the Babylonians, this same Cyrus that you read about in the Bible, when he's overthrown the Babylonian Empire and this Persian Empire comes into play, he improves on this. And what he requires, that if a courier is carrying a letter bag or mail bag, whatever you want to call it, you could be forced as a citizen to carry that mail bag for him for 1 mile. Well, then fast forward a little bit. We're now, when we're reading, where we started reading today, you have the Roman Empire. Well, the Roman Empire, the soldiers took this idea and they ran with it. That a soldier could require that if he was carrying his backpack and you were a Jew or really anyone, and he required you or asked you, or really it really wasn't of asking, it was telling you to carry his backpack for 1 mile. You would be required to do that, or you faced imprisonment or a public flogging or something of that nature. There was there was punishment for it if you failed to do what this Roman soldier had asked for you to do. Well, now, it wasn't a real easy task, and think about how things were. Now, I'm telling you all this, folks, so you'll really grasp and understand what Jesus is really saying. Because when you look at this and you think about, well, carrying a backpack, would that be all that bad of a thing? Would that be all that hard to do? Well, they weighed anywhere from 60 to 100 pounds. Then you got to remember also, if you were going down the road and you were traveling and that Roman soldier said to you, you're going to carry this backpack for me. In that time, you was probably already carrying something else yourself. So you had whatever you was carrying and whatever was going along with you, plus you were asked or told to carry that backpack that could weigh, like I said, anywhere from 60 to 100 pounds, you were told that you're going to have to carry this for 1 mile. Roman roads were very meticulous for that time and everything, and they actually had mile markers, just like we have on interstates today. They literally had mile markers. Their mile is a little bit longer than what our mile is, but they had those markers. So Jesus is telling those people when he is delivering this sermon, all of a sudden he comes and he tells these folks, he says, if someone comes along and compels you to go a mile, Jesus said, go with him 2 miles. Now, you understand that it was a burden. You understand that it was something that was forced on them to do. But there's another thing that you have to really understand. And when you understand this, you understand better about it being the heart of a servant and someone being willing to serve their fellow man and someone being willing to do things for their fellow man. Okay? A Roman soldier was not very well liked, not at all, by a good Jewish male. A good Jewish man in this time era would absolutely have been furious that he had to do this. He would not like it at all. It was something that he wouldn't be comfortable with doing. In fact, he had so much dislike towards those Roman soldiers that there was no way that he could look and do something like this really with a glad heart or feel like he was doing something good. So you understand that Jesus has told all of that body of listeners and all of those folks that are listening to him there, he has told them that when you are asked to do something, even when it's somebody that you don't really like, he said, not only are you to do it, but he said, you carry it 1 mile and then go ahead and go another mile. Now that's the heart, really, of a true servant. That's the kind of person that Jesus wants you and I as Christian people to be. Now, think about again, like I've told you, what was going on and what was taking place in that day. And you can see where that Jesus was making a point to those folks that this wouldn't be an easy thing to do because of their dislike towards those Roman soldiers. So you carry it on over to you and I today in the world and in society that we live in today. Sometimes we don't like perhaps the things that we're called upon to do. Sometimes we don't like the things that we do for folks because we may not see things the way they see, or they may not see things the way that you and I see them. But yet in this, we're called upon to be the kind of people that is willing to not just go the 1 mile that would be required, but to go the extra mile. And that's so important in serving the Lord today and in doing anything that we do in church. When we come to do church, you and I have a certain criteria that we're going to meet. Always. But we should always be what Jesus was teaching to those. Be the kind of people that is willing to reach out. and go the extra mile. Go above and beyond what has been required of you. Now, what does this do? When you go the extra mile, what does this do? When we begin to bring this home and we begin to think about, well, what good will it do? How much good does it really do if I go the extra mile? Does people really notice? Well, I told you in the workforce, if you have a boss that's watching your performance, he's going to know when you go the extra mile. If you're a consumer, you're going to know when you deal with a store that goes the extra mile in order to help the consumer and be good to the consumer and have good policies. You'll notice that there are stores that will do that. You'll take note of that. Well, to you and I as Christian people, when we look at this passage and we think about what Jesus is saying and we think about how in the world will this apply in our world today, how will it apply to us? We're not going to encounter some Roman soldier that's going to come up to any of us and say, okay, here's my backpack, you towed it a mile, and then you look at him and say, no, I'm going to go not just that 1 mile, but I'm going to go another mile. That's probably not going to happen with any of us. But we are going to have opportunities in life. Every single one of us, we're going to have the opportunity to go beyond what might be considered a reasonable service and go further than that, and you'll be remembered for it. Now, listen, this is a point that I want us to bring home to us and how we apply this in our life today and how we would understand this and how it will help you and I to be second mile people and be people that's willing to go the extra mile. Think about it like this. Here this Christian is. Now, this is a term that has come from Jesus. No, Rome didn't impose this. You take that 1 mile and then go ahead and go another mile. They didn't say that. It come directly from the lips of Jesus when he was delivering that Sermon on the Mount. And he tells those people, when you're required to do this, go ahead and go an extra mile. So the person that goes the extra mile in that day was going to be someone who had been listening to the teachings of Christ. How else would they have known this? If they hadn't have heard what Jesus had said to be a person that goes the extra mile, how in the world would they have had any idea to have done this? So it was a Christ follower that would have known to have went the extra mile. Now let's just play out a little scene maybe. Could this have happened? Yes, it could. Did it happen? I don't know. But we're going to say that in all likelihood that it probably did. Here's an opportunity for someone. Here's this Roman soldier. He's going down through there. He's got that backpack on. He's been carrying it. All of a sudden, here comes this Jewish person who has been a Christ follower, who is someone who has listened to the message, to the Sermon on the Mount. And this soldier all of a sudden says to this person, "You are going to carry my backpack for me 1 mile." And the Jewish follower who has been listening to Christ, he picks up the backpack, puts it on his back, holds it in his hand, however he wants to, and begins that journey, begins that walk. And then not only is he going to walk that 1 mile that's required of him, but he's going to go another mile. Now, like I said, a Roman mile would be a little bit further than our mile, so perhaps this gave this man a good, at least probably 45 minutes that he is walking along beside this Roman soldier. Now, do you get where I'm going with this, folks? It's a door of opportunity. Going the extra mile, when Christian people go the extra mile, it is always an open door of opportunity in order to be able to share Christ with people. Sometimes folks wonder, how in the world can I be effective in this world? How in the world can I share Christ with someone? Well, I'll tell you what. Begin by going the extra mile. Because it opens up a door of opportunity for all of us. So remember my story. Here that soldier is. He's walking down through there. That soldier has required this Jewish man to come and tote this backpack a mile and go an extra mile. So they start out. They're going down the road on their journey. And they make it to hopefully they're conversational. And they're going down through there. They make it to that 1 mile marker. That Roman soldier knows that in the legal realm of everything, that's as far as he can make this fella tote that backpack. But the guy's got it. They come to that mile marker. And the guy says, "No, come on, I got one more mile to go with you. I got one more mile. We're going to go on down the road one more mile." Well, that's that much more of an opportunity, because that soldier is going to look. He's going to say, "Why in the world are you doing this? Why are you going an extra mile with me? Why would you do this?" Well, it's very simple. It's what Jesus said to do. Very easy to understand. So he's going down that road with that soldier. They're walking along, having this conversation. They've made it to that mile marker. And the guy says, "No, we're going to go one more." Do you see the open door of opportunity, folks, what I'm talking about? I'm talking about how you and I take this passage of Scripture and apply it in our life. How it makes sense to you and I today. It is God's way of giving you and I an opportunity to further the cause of Christ. And it's an opportunity for you and I to be able to share our faith with someone when we go the extra mile in life. It's always an opportunity to share Christ. It's always that opportunity to let someone see that there is something different about you. Nobody else would have ever thought about going another mile with that Roman soldier. They just absolutely wouldn't have wanted to have done it. But this person who had been listening to the teaching of Jesus, who had been listening to what Christ taught, who had been a Christ follower, understands and gets it, and has an opportunity to be a witness to someone. Now, let me tell you something, folks. I can't think of no other way. Pastors all across America, all across this world, stand before their congregation and encourage people to be a witness in this world that you and I live in. The greatest way that you can be a witness in the world that you and I live in today is be a person that's willing to go the extra mile. It was a direct witness of who Christ was and what Jesus was all about, because this came from nowhere else but from Jesus Himself, telling folks to be second mile people. And not only, let me tell you something, going the extra mile is not always easy. Have you ever thought about it even about this way? Nowhere does it say that the two, or the person that was asked, was even going in the same direction that the soldier was going in. So you think about it in this terms. You might have been going that way, and he's going that way. And you've got to go 2 miles with him that way, and then you've got to come back 2 miles to just get where you was at in order to go where you're going. What's my point? Going the extra mile is not always easy, folks. Not always an easy thing. It was not an easy thing then. It was a burden. It was a burden to carry that backpack. It was not an easy thing. So I think in that, I think Jesus is telling you and I that when we go the extra mile in life, when we go the extra mile for folks, it's not always going to be an easy thing. But it is the opportunity that God gives to every single one of us. There is not a person in here. Let me tell you something. There is not a single person in here that can't go the extra mile. There's not a one of us that don't have the opportunity in life sometime. Something, there's going to always be that opportunity where you have. It may not be every single day. It may not be every week. It may not be every month. But if you've got any age on you at all and you're a Christian, you cannot tell me that you hadn't had opportunities all throughout your life to go the extra mile, to reach out and help somebody, to make a difference in somebody's life, when God has opened up a door for you, giving you that extra time to be with someone, when you can share your faith and you can tell someone, "Well, you know, I do this because this is what the Lord taught me to do. I do this because this is what Christ has taught me to do. Did that Roman soldier become a Christian? Have no idea. That was just my story. But I just can't help but believe that somewhere along the way it made an impact. We may not win everybody to Christ that we share our testimony with or share our faith with, but it's going to have an impact on them. And that's what we should do. That should be our desire, to share Christ, share Jesus, what He's done for you and I, the difference He's made in your life and the difference that He has made in my life. So why should we go the extra mile when it's sometimes perhaps a person or a situation that we don't really like? It's simply because Jesus said to. We serve the Lord by serving others. That's how you and I serve the Lord today, is by serving other people. And when we're the kind of people that Christ wants you and I to be, we're the kind of people that will go the extra mile for someone. And I think that I can say this without violation of Scripture or anything like that, because it really doesn't say this, but I think it'd be okay to say this. When you go the extra mile, if you're doing it for the right cause and if you're doing it for Christ, have a cheerful disposition about you. You'll never go wrong. I mean, if you look like, Jesus wasn't saying, don't let it be a burden to you. If you just let it be an aggravation and think, oh, golly, I don't really want to. Why have I got to do that? I don't really want to do that. Well, you just to not went the extra mile. If you can't do it with a cheerful disposition about you, if you can't do it with gladness of heart, if you can't do it because it's what the Lord said to do, then I guess you'd just be as well off not to do it, probably. Lord, have a cheerful disposition about us when we go the extra mile. I like what old Jimmy Dean says. Grin at somebody. It'll do you and them some good. And it will, folks, in life. Have a cheerful disposition about you, a happy disposition about you. When you go to serve the Lord, when you go to be a person of the extra mile, do it with the attitude of Christ. Let me tell you something now. Did Christ go the extra mile for us? You better believe He did. He went beyond the extra mile for every one of us. So would it be too much for you and I as followers of Christ? Too much to ask of us to go the extra mile? That's what He was doing when He delivered that Sermon on the Mount. All that host of people that was there listening to Him on probably a hot, arid day. Wasn't sitting in a pew that was padded. Wasn't no air conditioning. But they was listening to what this man Jesus had to say. Jesus said, be a person of extra mile. Be a person that's willing to go the extra mile in life. And that's what you and I as Christian people should do, because it does. It brings the time of opportunity. When you go the extra mile with somebody, you can always... Because most of the time, folks is going to, they may not just say exactly to you, why in the world are you doing this? But they'll wonder why you're going that further than what's reasonably required of you. And it's an opportunity to say simply this: I'm doing it because it's what Jesus said to do. It's what Jesus told me to do. How Jesus told me to be. You can never go the extra mile in life, though, until you'll never understand the extra mile concept until you understand who Christ is. You'll never understand. Now, I know that we think the world and our culture today understands the extra mile concept. They've made what they have made out of it. I hope you've understood today what Jesus said about it, what Jesus meant by going the extra mile. Can't ever understand that concept unless you know who He is. You never understand the extra mile unless you understand who Jesus is, unless you come to Him in faith and trust and let Him be the Savior of your life. You're here this morning and you've never trusted Christ, and we're going to give you that opportunity. If you're listening today by radio, by internet, however it is, never really understand the concept of going the extra mile with folks until you go with Jesus and understand what extra mile is. We're going to give you that opportunity. If you're listening by radio, wherever you are, you can bow in your home, going down the road, wherever folks can trust the Lord. You don't have to be in a church. But if you're here today with us inside the four walls of this building and you've never trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, we're going to give you that opportunity just now. We're going to stand, if you would, please. We're going to come around and get a song. We're going to sing a hymn of invitation. You're here this morning, you've never trusted Christ, never made Him Lord and Savior of your life. You have that opportunity today while we sing this verse of song.